If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
Has anyone ever asked to be a guest on the pod and you turn them down? Yeah.
Oh, maybe. Name drop.
No, oh, I'm telling you, we had no. They did not hold back. They're
really?
Like, out of pocket.
Okay. Honestly, I prefer that.
Yeah.
But like, you know, parental advisory to the moms at home.
Yeah.
Literally.
It's very clippable too. So
we didn't write these questions. Other people did.
And we'll answer them as honestly as possible. We're all adults here. Yeah. Okay.
We are.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
And action.
Oh, I already started technically.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, just flow right into it.
All right. Flow right into it.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode. Or sorry, a special episode of the Cousin
Connection
Podcast.
Come on.
Yay.
You can put that together, you know. Cousin Connection Podcast, whatever. It's all good. It works.
He's got it. You guys, we finally hit our 200th episode.
Ish. Like 200-ish now.
Okay. We've done like a couple extras here
That's
and there.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
I know.
Almost five years.
Our 5-year anniversary is next Tuesday, the 21st.
Really?
That was our first upload.
Oh. And
watch the time
before
flies.
We hit that, make sure to hit the subscribe button so we can hit 10K, okay?
And listen, we've been trying to get Waleed on the podcast for like, I think since we've started.
I'm a professional dodger.
Yeah. I have literally harassed you every time I see him. I'm like, hello, so when are we recording? I told him we were gonna do the Hot Ones challenge together.
Oh,
I would have done that.
See? Actually,
do you know why? Like, I
why
not, it's not because of you guys.
Oh, because I thought you hated us.
I'm scared of the families at home. Like right, I'm being honest, right now as it's we play this video, there's moms and dads right now in their living room, you know, in Bar Chagar right now. And we're sitting there and they're listening to me right now.
But listen,
hey guys,
if your parents are watching this, they're gonna be so proud.
Exactly. Oh, my parents are chill.
Exactly.
They're cool. No, it's the other people you have to worry about.
Yeah, it's the ones that don't know me.
Yeah, the ones that you're trying to marry their daughters. That's the one.
Ooh.
I'm just saying.
Adam,
okay.
You're putting you on the spot like that. Okay.
No, but they'll get to know the real you. Okay.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Instead of the community rumors, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Today's your day to.
Today's my day.
The myths.
So. Oh shoot! I forgot I had this in my lap.
Okay, so. Because it's the 200th episode, so I decided to prompt our followers to ask us the juicy questions for us and Waleed. And I told you guys that we would answer.
Shouldn't we, I know I'm cutting you off here, but shouldn't we like explain who Waleed
we will? But I'm prefacing
what the episode is about. Okay.
Don't worry. Don't worry. I got this. So you guys didn't hold back. So now I feel like we can't hold back, and we're gonna put all three of us are gonna be in the hot seat respectively. But before we get into it, will you tell us, who are you? How are you related to us?
Get into it, okay.
I have to describe myself.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can start by saying how we're actually, technically, you're our nephew.
Oh.
Did you know that?
I don't like that.
I know. What? So respect.
I know, but I feel like always.
Let's put us back on the same.
The cousin. We're cousins,
the cousin.
Yeah,
what's the name of this podcast?
Cousin Connection.
But
let's
still,
do that right there.
Every time I see you, I still think, you know, the little kid
in front
of his building
on his
skateboard.
You've never said this before. Don't say this on camera. For the first time.
You
never thought that.
This is literally all I remember.
I remember Woody in his little soccer uniform.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
I did love soccer.
Yeah.
I still do, though.
Do you?
When was the last time
you
played soccer?
I feel like you switched over to basketball.
Exactly.
Yesterday at Walmart, I took the ball out of the
thing. Oh, no.
I was doing keep
up.
Yeah, you know, the store owner was going to yell at me, but I wasn't missing, so he was okay with it.
You can't go to a Walmart and go to the ball pit and not take one and start doing kick-ups.
You should have just said, I'm testing it out. You want me to buy it or not?
Yeah. Do they still have those big, tall, like,
that's
towers?
That's exactly
of it?
What I was doing.
Oh, yeah. I love those things.
If you can't have fun at Walmart, are you a fun person?
Exactly.
There's too many things at Walmart to enjoy.
It's been a minute since I've been to Walmart, though. Actually, I lie. Like I separate the grocery store from the actual Walmart. I don't think I've been to like the actual Walmart side.
Have you done Walmart grocery before?
Walmart, what's wrong with Walmart grocery? I feel like there's.
I didn't
normal, no?
say anything.
Okay, I thought you were saying.
It was just a question.
Yeah, I was just saying. You know, we are trying to get away from Walmart. I think I talked about that, you know, because, you know, Walmart is a large conglomerate that like seems to, you know, destroy local businesses. So we're here to support local businesses.
Where do you
shop? Which one's cheaper?
What? It doesn't matter which one is cheaper, okay? It's about supporting local businesses.
Wait, I thought you go to Costco. I'm a Costco girly. I'm sorry.
You know, Costco is the exception, mainly because they treat their workers properly, okay?
Yeah, they have livable wages.
Exactly,
We're talking about
I'm out the loop.
And they serve
all this stuff, by the way.
Well, when you when you start having kids and have family, then Costco will become more of your day-to-day.
Do you have kids by any chance?
Not yet, just but checking. I'm preparing. Fur babies. I have two babies, two fur babies.
Do you see how domesticated Amir has become?
I'm so glad you read my mind.
Mm-hmm. I knew you were thinking that.
I have one question.
What?
Do you drink matcha?
Oh, no. I haven't gone that far. No.
We haven't lost them yet.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'll ever go there. That stuff's grass, basically, to me.
It's because you haven't had good matcha yet. That's why.
Nah, I can't drink matcha. Leave that for the girls.
Exactly.
No. Hold on. I need to put you on.
No. Put me onto like a friend of yours. Something. Not matcha.
Ladies.
Wait, hold on. Don't do that directly. Hold on now. Relax.
You gotta be like, you know.
Don't worry, Woody. It's up here.
Okay.
Right. I got some DMs about you, don't
Okay.
We'll chat after.
Are you gonna read it? Nah, read it right here on camera.
Oh.
Yeah.
I could. We'll see. I could. Okay. So let's talk
we'll
about.
Keep that for the Patreon, which you don't have yet.
Oh, I would answer whatever for a Patreon.
Would I know. You? I feel
a
like
paywall? Yes.
Yeah, okay. I feel like Patreon might be the next level. We'll talk about that later. Yeah. Okay.
That's our next step.
My bad.
Okay, so tell us, how did you? Okay, you. I feel like you wear multiple hats.
I do.
So I don't even know where to start with like what
I don't
you
either.
Do.
Mm-hmm. I also don't want to like
expose too much.
That's not exposed. I just feel like it's weird to talk about yourself.
No,
that
but
much.
Dude, it's a podcast, bro.
I'll give a calm.
Okay, a modest.
Media production. how is that?
That's it? Just media production?
You know, one, two YouTube channels and things behind the scenes.
You used to have your own YouTube channel.
Yeah. Don't tell the moms that, please.
But like, why did you stop?
I think as the companies I incorporate myself with grow bigger and bigger, like your personal life. Like it really hit a point where like I respect my privacy more and more as I got bigger. It was cool as first, like at first being recognized when you go places and whatnot.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but after like years, like you kind of want a bit of my own. I mean, you guys experienced it with Aisha. You guys can't go to a coffee shop without her taking 47 photos.
But it's not crazy or anything. It just might be like a one or two.
It depends.
I guess it does depend.
I've experienced crazy.
Really?
Like crazy. Like with, not for me personally.
Yeah. But the people you're with.
Yeah. So like, I just can see what I don't really want. If there was an on and off switch to that life.
Yeah.
Then that's great. But there is no on and off switch. But because I'm more behind the scenes, but at the same time, middle ground-ish.
Yeah.
Like I get
we still
perfect,
hear your voice in the background.
I get the perfect middle life. I'm super aware that I get the perfect middle life when it comes to that. Like sometimes I'll go places and I'll get all-star treatment. Oh, I know you.
Yeah.
And I still get the fruits of the labor and
get the goodie bags.
Yeah, the, like it's a perfect middle ground. So like I feel like I don't like if I could do a faceless YouTube channel, I would. And
that
I
is
was,
a thing though.
I know. That's I was actually borderline thinking about doing a faceless vlog channel.
Yeah.
That was something like I would happily pick up a camera.
Yeah.
And vlog facing the other direction.
I just feel like your life is very interesting.
Yeah.
And you don't really get to see that perspective. Like you see the bigger names, that the people that you work with, you see their life, but your life is just as interesting because there's so many things that you do. Like those of us that know you and get to see the your personal side,
the
like we know.
IG story.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally, all I see is just plane ride, plane.
This man is in the air more than he is on land. I'm telling you.
The number is like last year was 140 flights. So that's the average is every 3 days I'm at the airport.
I don't know. That's the thing. Like I don't know how you do that. Like. I mentally couldn't.
Why?
I don't know what it is. It's just having to go to like because I'm thinking about without having TSA free pass, whatever you probably have
Nexus.
That you can go through Nexus, that stuff. I'm gonna get it. Okay, I got approved.
Took me like two
years.
I still haven't applied.
But I also know people that work at the airport and they know us. So like,
so you get back, you got through a lot quicker, right?
You know when like the airport was insane a week ago?
Yeah.
It was through in 30 seconds.
No way.
Just send a text. Oh, I'm here. Cool, meet me here, and then I walk right past the whole line.
See, so that's the thing. Like, you guys probably have those connections, but I'm thinking from like the domestic person, where you have to go an hour ahead.
Person.
What?
I'm
no, I mean like
it's this. I'm saying like
civilian.
It's
a civilian. Sorry, civilian.
Am
that's
I in
word.
The military?
You know what I'm talking about. Okay?
I'm trying to.
No. There's
a few
difference.
Perks,
you know,
that I get. I get a few perks that's convenient. It's just one of them.
Mm. Yeah. But you're in that like middle ground between like civilian and like, I feel like influencer can also be like a term for, you know, the perks that you might get at certain places, right?
Okay.
Civilian, you're not getting perks. No perks at all.
Yeah.
And when you go to the airport, you got to go there actually an hour early or maybe 2 hours early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like, you know, you're checking your bags like any other person. I feel like you guys kind of.
I'm also just like a regular at the airport. Like the people that check your bags in and the girl that works at Clear. Oh, I haven't seen you in a couple of days. Like that's the normal conversation.
But that's the thing. You get those privileges. The fact that they say that, they don't ask for all the extra details. They might not like, they won't even think about it. They'll be like, okay, let's let him through, whatever.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I do get to like, what do you do for work? Like, I don't get it.
See, exactly.
Yeah, no, I understand that I'm at the airport way too much. Yeah. But you commute to work every day, don't you?
Yeah.
That's true. You're commuting to work too.
Yeah.
But that's crazy, man.
Don't worry. When AMP gets a private jet, you can take that. No,
who says they don't have a private jet?
They might. Do they?
Did they let me spend that kind of money on gas?
If you're flying with the team.
Oh, yeah. I definitely have a seat for sure.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
I'll throw like a little kid fit. No, to be honest, though, I like Delta. Like, I'm so happy.
You're a loyal Delta.
Yeah, I want my points. Mm-hmm. I want my miles. Yeah. I want my medallion. Like,
yeah.
If everyone's flying together on the PJ, like, of course, that's where I want to be
at. Yeah.
Right. But I'd rather us all fly on Delta.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants their points. It's not just me, though.
Yeah.
PJs is a little bit overrated.
It is.
It's convenient. Incredible. But it's not that serious.
And aren't there, like, limitations on PJs? Like, what you can bring and, like...
Oh, my God, no.
It's... No?
Man. You can bring whatever you want,
They don't care. They look at your ID and that's it.
Really?
That's
I thought you just, like, you couldn't bring a certain amount because, like, the plane is so small that even having extra overweight, whatever...
That's just look at really, really small ones, though.
Wait, what?
That's a really small one.
Oh, okay. You're thinking...
There's, like, they have a big team.
It's not like Air Drake or something, right?
Oh, okay, that's a Boeing.
I was about to say.
Crazy.
Whoa, no, like, he has a Delta plane.
Yeah, literally.
Wrapped with a sky on it. That has to be dangerous, right? You can't see the plane in the air.
I don't know.
Oh, when it matches?
Yeah.
Like, if you had a 15-seater private jet, like, you could fit all your luggage on it.
I guess so, yeah. 15-seaters don't seem that much, especially with how big your teams are.
Not everyone's
flying. I guess so, yeah. Not everyone's going.
It's like the main six.
Everyone's got different.
Top dog who runs it. Mm-hmm. A few of us that, you know?
Yeah.
That are closest.
You guys have your own top dog?
Yeah.
Okay, every time I think top dog, I think TDE.
Well, I just meant like COO.
Oh, I thought you literally meant his name was top dog?
No.
Who is that?
Who's
Wait, you guys don't know who Top Dog? Top Dog Entertainment. You know, he runs the TDE with Kendrick Lamar. Well, Tandem left, but like SZA and like Schoolboy Q. You know, Absol. Come on, guys. You're connected with the culture. You should know this.
I mean, there's a little age gap with these names that you said.
What?
You know who SZA is?
I know SZA. He said Absol just now.
Yeah, Absol and like Schoolboy Q. And you know Kendrick Lamar. You know Kendrick Lamar.
We're in Toronto. Chill out.
Okay.
See,
okay.
Loyal.
Yeah.
To but my city, saying. Of course.
Yeah. I thought everybody knew about TD. No? Okay. No. Whatever.
I think you must have referenced it before.
Maybe.
Is it their record label?
Yeah. TDE is a record label.
Oh.
Top Dog Entertainment.
Oh.
I just meant like Top Dog, like CEO.
No, but his name was Top Dog as well. So he just named it Top Dog Entertainment.
Got it.
Yeah. But like in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Media production. That's the simplest way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like, I work with three different entities.
Yeah.
One is a group channel called AMP.
Yeah.
One is, you know, our Habesha goat, Agent Double Zero. Me and him worked there for like 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, I don't actually have a job description with him, to be entirely honest.
Are you still like working regularly with him?
You just do everything. Oh, okay. And
I don't have like an actual title.
Yeah.
But like, I know what my responsibilities are. But then if there's a hole or something needs to get done, and like there's nobody
it's gonna hit you up.
It's just natural.
Yeah.
Like, but like our lives are very, very intertwined as well.
We've
been side by side for literally a decade.
Yeah.
That's so cute. I wanted to ask you, strong pivot, okay?
Okay.
How was Ethiopia? Because that trip looked...
I loved Ethiopia.
Oh, that is a strong pivot. Okay.
It is a strong pivot. But I'm thinking about that because he was saying like, you know, our Habesha, our very own Dean, but like they took that trip together.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like such a fun time, and you guys like
we did an Ethiopia trip that like I didn't even fully comprehend what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we say, oh, we're going to Ethiopia,
mm-hmm.
our brains go, we're gonna land in Addis,
and
visit all of it.
We're like, if you're financially stable, you're gonna fly to Dredowa, and then drive an hour, or you're gonna do that 9-hour drive, which is crazy. But
did you guys do the drive?
No way. What are you talking about? For the experience. No.
Okay, but listen, but listen, listen. Like this is like that's what I think when anyone tells us you're going to do an Ethiopia trip.
Yeah.
That's not what we had planned in store at all.
Who came up with your itinerary?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I found a company that.
So you guys did more like tourists.
I have to just tell it to you.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
It's way easier.
Yeah.
Way back when there was in Toronto, there was a company called or an organization called Midtown.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you heard.
Oh
of
my
that.
God! Yes. Shout out Tom. I remember that. Boom.
So they were doing yearly Ethiopia trips.
Yeah.
So I eventually reconnected with the tour guide of who did those trips.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he planned us out a trip, and then what was laid out, he said, "Absolute PM down." So like we were traveling every day, whether by a flight, whether by like a 6-hour car ride. From the moment we landed in Addis. So we landed in Addis. I think we were there for a day. We flew out somewhere else. I can't remember. We went to some sort of resort. Then from this resort, we would drive 6 hours in somewhere into Africa. I couldn't even tell you where. Like, it's just new places. We saw, like, so many different tribes. I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah, I saw some of those clips, too. Like, where you guys were going to, I think it's, like, Afar region or something like that, too.
Oh, man, I can't remember. I can't remember the names. But, like, some of them were walking on sticks. Some of them wore no clothes. Some of them, like... It was interesting.
You're like, this is a side of Ethiopia I did not know about.
But every day we're in a new, completely region. Whether it was a flight, whether it was a long car ride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like, security was incredibly on point too.
Mm-hmm.
We were never without.
Yeah.
Like, even for example, when we went to Har, we had armed guards.
Yeah.
And they can't fly. So when we slept, like, two stayed with us.
Yeah.
Two drove all the way there. By the time we landed, two met us there.
Are these local guards or...
The company. I forgot the name of the company.
Oh, okay, okay. But I thought you meant
he's like that guy. The guy who runs that company is lit. He's the one who did Speed's.
His Africa tour.
Same security company. But like, we were never. No matter how inconvenient our travel was, there was always armed guards with us the whole time.
Okay,
they made sure like we were never without at any moment.
Yeah,
and her for us was only like a. I really wanted to go because we didn't really do content for there for real.
Yeah.
We did the hyenas, but like I wanted to go surprise my family there.
Yeah.
Like it was mad random. Like I literally showed up and just knocked on a door.
That's crazy.
No message.
That's the best
no
way
nothing.
To do it anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we were in Har for maybe 6 hours.
That's
what?
It?
Yeah. Like we landed, knocked on a door of my family.
Yeah.
You know, they were excited. We went, they all were down to go to see the hyenas. Went to go see the hyenas and then dropped them. We ate, dropped them back home.
So
slept, woke up, flew back to Addis.
Dang. Yeah,
so no family trip at all. It was like just straight up just going tourist activities.
Yeah. We had a 6'4" white guy that was with us the whole time. he was having a culture shock the whole time.
Really?
It was so fun for me. He was freaking out. Like he saw, like imagine what, mm-hmm. like we wanted a goat one day. We wanted to eat a lamb.
Yeah.
Oh.
He thought, here comes out the lamb.
Yeah.
The prepped lamb. No, they brought a live animal. And he's like, what are they going to do with that?
Oh no, they did it
buddy.
In front of him.
Yeah, he was freaking out the whole time. I loved it. Like I love the culture shock.
All the time at home, you eat meat all the time. It's like now you know where it's coming from.
Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
But I didn't know that. Like you guys only stayed there for
a week.
How did specifically 6 hours? I thought like maybe
probably six to. Well, I slept. Well, 6 hours like awake.
Yeah.
And then we literally flew in, did that, went back to sleep, flew out the next morning. Like that was it.
Did you guys get in trouble by any family? No.
Nah.
Really? Oh, okay. No. I tried to do that, but then again, it's a different thing, right? Like, you're going there more for content and, like...
When we landed, we went to Dean's family's house.
Oh, okay.
When we landed.
Yeah.
So we definitely saw them.
Mm-hmm.
And then on, like... And then his was at the start, mine was in Har.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then... No, we're good.
Oh, okay.
We covered our bases.
Are you guys, like... For us, we have a lot of family still in Har.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or no, in Ethiopia in general. Are you guys the same way? Was, like, a lot of family out there, or is it...
He definitely has...
Oh, okay.
I would hate for them to be like if I have family there that I don't know about, but I just don't know them that well.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Like my mother's family's there.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's when I think go home, back home. That's like, that's what I envision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My mom's mom. Go to my grandma's house.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's, can never miss grandma's house.
Yeah. And her sister's there too. So that's what I know.
Yeah.
If there's anybody else, I'm sure. No.
No.
They definitely told me to visit.
Yeah.
No, but I know for a fact they told me to visit. But like, if I don't remember them myself personally in a work trip.
Yeah.
Like, I think
harder, right?
I feel like the thing is, maybe it's a guy thing versus a girl thing. As a guy, I feel like I feel the same way. Like if I went to Ethiopia just by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You'd miss half the
country. I would miss the family. I would do a lot more touristy things.
Yeah.
Even especially if my dad is there. He's like, you can see them for 30 minutes and then we're going to go and do our own thing. Because I think that happened to us literally in Addis where he just took us away for like 2 days or like a day and a half or something. Mm-hmm. We went to like a whole resort at not a resort, just like a whole thing.
What resort?
Somewhere else. Winchy. Have you heard? Do you guys go to Winchy?
No.
It's like it looks like Jurassic Park. Basically, it's like mountains on the side.
Was that crazy.
Horseback riding? What's racist?
Jurassic Park?
Yeah, like the forestry.
That's not crazy.
No. What?
All right.
Like when I say Jurassic Park, think of the terrain, and that's what it looked like. Like mountains with like.
Kriftu.
Kriftu we went to too.
That was they yeah. showed love.
Yeah, I loved it there.
We had a private experience there.
Oh yeah, it was really nice there too.
Yeah, like I had a great time there. There were so many activities to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot to. I really liked it when we went. We did that like camping thing. Did you do that? Like it was like glamping basically.
We were there for we didn't sleep there.
Oh, you didn't sleep there?
Like they were reaching out.
Yeah.
And I wish like I paid more mind, not more mind to it, but like I wish like it was properly scheduled and better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like we threw it in on the last day. Because like, I really want to go the whole time. And like I could force Dean into it.
Yeah.
I could, but I still want him you to, could tell. Want to do it.
Yeah.
Like after a 6 day long trip. And like our last day, we realized that we have an empty day. And I was like, mm-hmm. well, let's put this in the schedule. And he was down. And I was actually like, my expectations were surpassed.
Yeah.
I had a great time. There's so many activities, so many things to do.
Kriftu is like probably one of the best. They have multiple resorts, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And or like the company that owns that owns that Kriftu resort area, because when Aisha went, they have a really good social media team.
Yeah,
because they hit up Aisha the moment she came in to Ethiopia.
Was this the first time?
The first time we went, exactly. Right? Yeah. And they're like, "Yo, come here!" And then after they saw that, they're like, "We have Ntoto as well. You know, you can go up to Ntoto and we went up there. It was crazy.
There's like mm-hmm. I think in my head there's like 6-7 content creators that all know each other in Addis that are connected throughout the thing.
Yeah.
I feel like if you mention Ethiopia online,
mm-hmm.
they're going to see it.
Yeah,
they're
going to
see it. They'll see it.
Yeah.
That's very true.
The last entity is Mr. Duke Dennis.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. He's separate from AMP?
He's a part of the overall group.
Oh, but then like,
so, like you also work with him separately. There's 6 members.
Yeah.
Okay.
So consider that 6 entities.
Okay.
And then there's the group itself like is their own entity.
Mm-hmm. Got
together.
It.
So there's 7.
Got it.
Like if you're thinking businesses, there's 7 LLCs.
Yeah.
Oh.
So then there's Duke's LLC mm-hmm. to finalize it. And I do production management for that.
Got it.
Okay. So you said like hopefully your production you management.
TikTok, Duke. Hey man, how you doing? I promise you like I'm going to plan that trip that we need to plan. I promise you like right after this.
This is coming out on Thursday. So it's probably already planned by then, right? No, we'll see.
Oh, this comes out on Thursday?
Yeah, you're good.
I should be in LA and it should be done by then. I promise.
We're going to make this a clip so that you can hold you accountable.
But so I thought you said when you said media production, you meant like everything is under. So you consider them two different things, like the media production for AMP versus Duke.
AMP, I just hold a camera and just vibe.
Like, oh, okay.
That is 2026 will lead with AMP.
Got it.
That's because in the past 6 years, mm-hmm. like it started off as just 5 people.
Yeah.
Like no joke, every member you think of, except for Kai, because he wasn't there at the moment.
Yeah.
But Chris as well. They were setting decorations up for the rooms. We were mm-hmm. on Amazon looking together for. We did every single thing for the video.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was in charge of camera, but I helped every single person plan every single video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not every single video. That's a huge cap. But I helped.
Like set up or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever
I knew my job mm-hmm. was camera, but
yeah.
I still helped in every feasible way. Whether it was getting the guests, whether it was find locations, it didn't matter what it was.
Yeah.
I was down to help, and I was always doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, then we had one employee, then another.
Yeah.
Now the company's huge and like this, everyone has their own responsibility. And I'm definitely in a pampered role that is,
mm-hmm.
what do they call it? I forgot what they called it. It was something very endearing.
Oh.
Like you put your time in.
Yeah.
You're blessed.
It's like a 10-year job.
The setup is really, really great.
Yeah.
I literally just walk in, record and
mm-hmm.
go home. It's full time. That's phenomenal for me.
So you do that portion of AMP, you do Agent 00, mm-hmm. and then you also do Duke.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever you do on the side for yourself.
Delta Airlines. That's when you see me on a plane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But and when you're working with Duke, like mm-hmm. how far ahead are you guys scheduling these things? So I know you mentioned right now that you guys are because like
I couldn't the day before.
the reason because every time I see him like I would be so stressed not knowing where I'm gonna be next week or like the week after that.
But if you never know,
yeah.
You just get used to it.
Oh, okay, okay.
Today is Sunday.
Yes.
They mentioned LA.
Yeah.
It's like Wednesday or Thursday, one of those 2 days, right?
Yeah.
To me, that just means be home by Tuesday.
Really?
That's just what it means in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Be home by Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Because I might leave on Wednesday.
So how do you follow any type of like routine? Is there no routine?
No.
That's, I don't know.
He could text my phone right now.
Yeah.
And say, XYZ invite us to go XYZ place mm-hmm. tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I would look at my phone and say, what time is it now? 2:00? How can I make it back to Atlanta tonight to get all my stuff ready? Da-da-da. And like, I'll just make it work.
Yeah.
I would drive to Buffalo if I have to, drive to Detroit if I have to, jump on a plane, and like, whatever I have to do, I'm going to do when we're going to
be. So you never even know like when your next meal is going to be, essentially. Or
like standby is like, is really standby.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like me personally, I know myself, if you hit me up at 3 a.m. in the morning, I'm going to reply. He can stand to that. You could text me or call me at 5 a.m. I'm answering off the first ring. He's like, what we got to do? Mm-hmm. I'm with it. Like at all times, I don't care.
At what point do you feel like you're going to want to have more of a routine, like, and be like, stationed in one area?
When there's a third party that makes me like, it has to be forced upon me.
Like, AKA I'm not when you're married with kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like structure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it has to be forced on me. Mm-hmm. I'm cool like this.
That's fair.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm sure. Yeah. Like I'm sure you've got to experience things that like most people have not.
Mm-hmm.
Like what's the coolest thing you would say that you're like, wow, this is unforgettable. I'm never going to forget this.
Qatar.
Really?
Qatar trip was it was insane.
Really?
And it wasn't insane because that's where it was. It was the setup of the trip. Dean was invited to play in a soccer charity match.
Oh, yes, I remember this.
I don't know the details. He's not fully aware of the details.
Yeah.
Go play. And I think he put me in contact to whoever was situating it.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm just ironing out the details of the travel, whatever the case is. They send me the flights.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, I hope I get a window seat. Window. I had my own little booth in the
Qatari Airways
business class, whatever the tip top was, like that's what
that
we
was
had.
First class, sir.
Man, not only me, him, and well obviously him, but
yeah,
like anyone who came with, like we didn't even know how like welcoming they were. I found out when we got there, first of all, everything is paid for.
Oh my god, wow.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
You have a driver, your hotel's paid for, right? And why do I say everything? Let's say you wanted a Wagyu steak, for example.
Yeah.
Right? You would go to a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
You would communicate why you're there and it would be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Like the only thing that the king was the one who set it up. The only thing that you paid for is if you were to purchase alcohol. So like there was other people that weren't Muslim.
Yeah.
Like there was, we went out to eat probably with like 15 people and the bill was maybe $50.
That's crazy.
Because one person there got a glass of wine.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Hey, but like, I feel like because the Qatar and that whole like UAE area in general, I guess it's not part of the UAE, the Gulf area. They've been really pushing for this. So like, it makes sense because I've seen a lot of influencers recently going out there.
They
and
have
like,
some nice
plans.
No, like nice, nice. Mm-hmm. That was my favorite trip ever.
Really?
There's a clip of me on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Like laughing to the point where tears are coming out of my eyes.
Why?
You can search it up if you're watching home, but don't pause the video. Like let the video play and like look it on your phone.
I'll just put it up in front of you right now.
we were just driving to a mall.
Yeah.
And like when you envision a crosswalk, what do you envision?
Oh, like lines and you just like a light on the other side.
When you envision a crosswalk sign.
Oh, person
like
walking.
The person, the guy.
Yeah. So like they had their version of it. And they, you tell they're wearing like long dresses in the crosswalk. Yeah. I was like, I looked at it and it threw me off. I was crying.
So the guy's actually wearing like a thobe.
Yes, the ladies too. Like she had a whole head to toe coverage.
Really?
I was crying. I kind of want you guys to see it.
Actually, it makes sense.
I want to see this. What do I search? God.
Is this it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. There you go.
That's
I don't
know so anyone cute. Can see
that. I'm gonna just throw up the image on the video there. Okay. Man. Okay. We found it.
I was crying.
And this is the woman.
That's so
I was
cute.
Crying.
That's but you don't think cute. About those things. It's like, yeah, it makes sense.
That's so funny.
They're like appeasing to the people.
And all the guys were out there wear it, right? They all wear thobes, no?
Yeah, a lot of people. Like, yeah. That was one of like the nicest places I've ever seen. Like we were like streaming on the sidewalk at like 10, 11 p.m.
Safe,
random
right?
people were pulling up to us saying, oh, do you need a ride?
Aww.
And I don't mean like random people that are watching the stream.
Yeah.
I just mean like a regular,
like
normal
people
individual.
That didn't know who you guys were.
Yeah, just like, you guys need a ride? Like, I'm like, where are we?
Yeah. I can see that, man. Like, just out of hospitality in general, I heard is like super next level. So it makes sense.
I was blown away.
Mm-hmm. Were you guys looking around like, oh, like, where are we going? That kind of thing. Were you just walking down the street? What was going on?
I think we only had like three things, like one thing to do a day. The game day was obviously like busy, but most they had everything like that. We obligations were in the hotel, mm-hmm. like oh, meeting here.
That's easy then.
Yeah, like we didn't have to go anywhere.
Oh, okay. So you
except
just had
for
free
get like your accreditations.
Yeah, but you can't even walk outside during the day, can you?
Because
I heard
summer?
It's like really, really
yeah,
hot.
Like, was it hot?
It was. Nope. It was in February.
Oh, okay. So it's chilling. Yeah,
so that's a good time.
I was about to say because yeah. I've heard some crazy stories about walking outside in those countries like during the summer.
Sweat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's bad.
Not only sweat, like you're literally feeling like you're getting cooked.
Oh no! I'm
yeah.
I've learned one thing about myself. Like when I tan,
yeah.
There's two types of tanning in this world. I've told people, many people. What? There's like, oh, you tan. You went to the beach.
Yeah.
Like it's like positive, uplifting. Mm-hmm. I'm the ooh, you got dark. that's what people say about me every
I think
time.
That's really? Just our cultural, you know, colorism. Okay, I'm just saying.
I'm telling you what I've heard towards myself.
Yeah.
I need to see you in the summer.
I don't mind a tan.
Yeah.
No, but out there, even Atlanta gets pretty bad, man. Yeah. I remember one year where yeah. it felt like stepping into an oven.
Just stay inside. Thank yeah. God I don't have a 9-to-5. Just stay inside.
Yeah, that's
AC.
True.
Mm-hmm. That was like when I was talking to Hanan and...
Dallas is just as bad.
No, yeah, oof. Exactly. When she's talking, I was like, Dallas, what do you guys Dallas do during the summer? And they're like, we don't do anything during the summer that's outside.
Crazy.
Like, until they night. Do everything inside.
Nighttime you go outside.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, you just stay out sunset. In the nighttime. It's crazy.
It gets hot.
Yeah,
like, that's why I like it here. You know, we can bear our winter. Okay, I know you're gonna make that face. Stop. I know you're gonna make that face.
No, we're miserable. What do you mean? We complain every chance
no,
we get.
Snow is yeah. crazy.
I know.
It is.
Snow is snow.
Don't lie, you miss it a little.
No,
come on.
No,
it snowed in Atlanta this year.
You believe them? I didn't see it.
You probably weren't there.
There was
you're
certain.
For
I was the day
days.
That it snowed in Atlanta. Yeah. I was home, and it okay. was. I saw white on yeah. top of a car for yeah. an hour and a half, maybe.
They
I
shut
could,
down the
I could
city,
literally
though.
Show it to you on my Ring camera. Like, they shut down the city. Why, though?
Because they're not prepared.
No, yeah,
they just
don't
were
have...
scared. It didn't really snow. It didn't snow.
That's crazy.
They literally just don't have the infrastructure over there.
That's
it
insane.
Didn't snow.
Ain't nobody got winter tires.
They made it sound like...
Yeah, black ice is an issue out there, though. No.
It doesn't get that cold.
Really?
Like, maybe 2 days out of the year, that
yeah.
might be a concern. Mm-hmm. If it gets that bad, maybe for 2 days.
Yeah.
Me, okay. I find it fun. You just go to a parking lot, go drifting, have a blast.
See...
That's
too car centric. We gotta get away from that. Okay, we're trying to get pedestrian centric here. Okay, guys.
They can't. It's too hot to walk.
Yeah, that's why I say Atlanta.
You,
is, you know
today?
What?
How'd you get here today?
That doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
I could have gotten here by a train if I wanted to.
When was
I'm
the last
here.
Time you
thank you.
Chose to do that? That you looked what well, you walked by your car left right marched.
Not that long. I can't say specifically, but not that long.
You don't want to, and it's okay.
From where we live now, it's a little bit closer to the city, so you know it's a little better. But
I don't want to.
Yeah, I'm just saying. You know,
if I had to, like, I could. I would.
Yeah.
I was in Japan, and I didn't even consider like
a car.
I,
right.
I like the trains.
Yeah.
But that's because the civilization there is very different than America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Japanese people are like the greatest humans. That's what I've learned.
Really.
Like. The first time I got out the airport, went to a train station.
Yeah.
They had like lines on the floor to direct you. Like they stood on the line. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to like row one, row two, row three, and they follow it.
Mm-hmm.
If you did that in an American or Canadian train station, stop. You're
getting bumped, bro. No.
You're never getting on.
Yeah.
Ever.
Literally.
That's so true.
That just traumatized me like the days when the shuttle buses were put out.
Don't even.
Yo.
Don't talk
and
to
you
me
are
about
pushing
the
onto the buses.
Oh, like when you can't drive. And
yeah.
When two stations are one's closed.
Yep.
Oh,
And literally people are like that. Jamming each other into those buses just to get on. And you're going like what?
I don't miss
10 that. Minutes down the street. Yeah. I'd rather just walk. Half the time, I just walked.
If everyone listens, it'd be fine, but they don't. They're not
I guess, so, yeah. yeah.
Can't convince them to.
Okay.
Okay, are we ready, guys?
Oh, yeah, sorry. We forgot there's a whole Q&A part.
I know. Okay, so how we're going to do this is Waleed's going to be our moderator.
Okay.
So you're going to, I'm going to give you my phone.
Okay.
Okay.
And you're going to read the questions.
Can
so,
I go through your DMs?
No.
You said a hot seat 3 times.
Maybe you should give him the screenshots.
I asked first.
So, do you want to go through our... You know what? Should we go through his questions first? Put you in the hot seat first?
Nah, let me go last.
No, you're the focus of attention here.
Yeah,
I'm just
you're
saying,
our
man.
Guest.
Okay, come on.
What did you say?
You're the attention here. You're the focus.
This is y'all. Yeah. Uh-uh.
Okay,
no, you guys go first.
Okay.
So, these are the ones on my personal Instagram. So, once you go through these, we'll go through the ones on the Cousin Connection page.
Okay. Those are just for you?
Yeah. No, like okay. like on my own Instagram,
yeah.
but then I also put it on the Cousin Connection.
Oh, okay. So. There's a lot there. Okay.
There's a lot. We'll do like rapid fire.
Oh, okay. Okay.
CDM, question too long. I'm tempted. I'm opening it.
Oh, they DM'd our Cousin Connection one.
Same person?
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it last.
Okay. Do you talk about the various messages you visited across the world?
Oh, that's for you then. For me?
We can all answer, I guess.
Have we actually, like...
Yes, Amir. You just went to do Umrah.
Okay, does that count? Masjid al-Haram?
Yes!
What? Number one slot, by the way.
Sorry, I know, but like... No, but like... When they say like the masjid you've gone to, I'm talking about, like, yeah, if you went to like London, what's the masjid you went there? Like,
yeah,
you went to...
the main masjid in London. What's it? I forgot.
We just talked about this before the cameras are rolling.
Yeah,
I know. Okay.
Qalam?
Yeah, that's like my favorite.
I guess
place
so.
In the world.
Yeah, I did go to the one. I don't know what the names are though. I went to the one that Omar Suleiman. Yeah, Valley Ranch.
How do I know all the names?
I don't know them by name. I just know Qalam, like that place.
See, I don't know them by name either. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, I'll answer this.
Okay,
one.
Go ahead.
Because I've been to Turkey.
Oh yeah, you did go to Turkey.
Oman.
Blue Mosque.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I feel like every time you go, like every time I've traveled and been to different mosques, I like to like look up the history about it.
Mm.
And like the main one in Abu Dhabi,
mm-hmm,
Sheikh Ziyad Mosque, the really big white one.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to go there.
You haven't been?
Like there was a day where we were in Dubai filming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like, it was like a moral dilemma. Like Duke's like, go to the place you want to go. That's the only place I want to go.
Yeah.
We were there for 3 days. I said, I only want to do one thing.
It's an hour and a half drive.
I know, but he was about to go record in the desert. And he was telling me, like, don't worry about it. We'll record ourselves.
Yeah.
You go where you want to go. And I was like, I can't walk away from a work thing just because he's trying to be nice.
Yeah.
So I didn't go. But, like,
You'll probably go back there at some point.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I'll go back.
Was that your only time in Dubai? I feel like you've been before, no?
I would think I went twice.
Okay.
Still haven't been, though.
Yeah, I think I went two times.
Yeah.
You haven't been?
No, not yet.
It's overrated.
Cousin trip?
You were supposed to come with us to Ethiopia and you didn't even show up, remember?
Duke Dennis wanted me to go to Brazil.
You could have brought him and then you could have been to Brazil after.
I would love if he wants to go to Ethiopia.
Tell him.
That would be fire.
Yeah.
One kind of tip is like if you ever want to do like a destination wedding,
mm-hmm,
Abu Dhabi is actually fairly inexpensive, I'm just saying.
Where?
Abu Dhabi. Like if you want to do destination wedding,
they give whose budget are you referring to?
No, I'm...
He did the research.
Yeah, I did the research, okay?
I know our community.
Yeah. Okay, for the people getting there, it's going to be a little expensive, okay?
But
like, for the person throwing it, it's actually... They have, like, pretty good packages, and it's not that bad, but yeah.
I'm not there in life.
Just saying, okay? It was literally, like,
Dubai
almost,
wedding?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy. You'd be talking...
Because, no, you know what? Because, like, there was a whole, like, trend of, like, destination weddings, especially really right after COVID, people were still kind of like making their way out. There was a Portugal one you went to, right?
I heard about that one.
Yeah,
that was fun.
I'm just saying, man. Think about it.
Okay,
who are you talking to?
Both of you guys.
He just wanted an excuse to go. I just feel like it's gonna piss people off at home.
What?
Are there any people who you wouldn't want to listen to, aunties, coworkers, and your bosses?
Like to the podcast.
Oh, who I wouldn't want to listen to this.
Yeah, I always like...
Oh, was that what they're trying to say?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. You took it the other way. You're like, I don't want to listen to you anymore. Yeah,
yeah,
I know.
Like, you don't want to listen to the podcast. Yeah. Coworkers that find me on Instagram, they're like, wait, you have a podcast? Mm-hmm. Don't listen to it.
Yeah.
I talk shit about you on here. I'm just kidding.
Low key, though, at work, I tell people, oh, no, subscribe to the channel, knowing that they probably won't. Yeah, no one's gonna like
that's people.
Yeah,
I'm scared of like the community watching this.
Really,
I'm actually not too worried. Like, I am, but I'm kind of don't care anymore.
We don't think about it. You know, if you think about it, then it gets in your head, and you...
It's in my head.
Yeah,
it's in my head.
See, you can't
really.
I have a very vivid imagination. right now.
Yeah.
Right now, floor Gaia, one of the dads.
That ain't happening.
The mom. Look, you know who this is? Like.
You guys aren't doing that,
this,
right?
Like, that's this person's son. Da da da.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a nice guy. Please.
I don't think so.
Oh yeah.
Oh no.
When is Sarah planning to get married?
Ugh.
Mm.
You know what? I'll let you guys know when it happens.
I know you get that every time.
Yeah.
I'm gonna leave you alone.
But thank you. That's the question you can't really answer. Because like when someone says, when are you gonna get married? It's like, I don't know, when I meet someone I want to get married to,
like,
right?
I'll let you know when God the time wills. Comes.
If, exactly. Inshallah. What just say inshallah. Say? Make dua for me. That's all you have to say.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thanks, Amir.
You're welcome.
Good looking out.
Oh, I like this question.
Mm.
Have you guys all progressed in life, career, relationships, spirituality since episode 100?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Where were you guys at 100 episodes
I wasn't married 100 episodes ago. There you go.
That's a big one right
there.
Yeah,
exactly.
We were definitely, I feel like,
You hadn't been to Umrah yet.
We had such a limited like mindset back then.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, wow, 100 episodes. Like, who knows if we'll even hit 150.
And even at 100 episodes, that was what, 2024? Something like that? Or like maybe late 2023, something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And things were just, or at least up here, were just opening or like just getting to like somewhat of normalcy. So there's a lot of like getting back into routine at that time too. Mm-hmm. Right? But yeah, since then, like, you went to Umrah twice since then.
Life has looked up. Alhamdulillah. Mm-hmm. We should like do that. Family Umrah trip.
I would love to. That's one place I want to go.
Yeah. I feel like that would...
I can't shave my head.
Yes, what? You can. Yeah, you can. I know what you're scared of, but don't worry about it, man. Don't worry about it.
You look so nice bald.
You didn't want to hear that.
Can't do it, man.
You did do it once, though. You did the like, you did the like Drake thing where you went like almost skin bald, but you had like a little bit.
When did you do that?
I don't remember.
Did you not do that at one point where you went like really, really low with your hair?
I can go low with my hair.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Oh, you don't have to shave it.
A blade to my head?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
You don't have to shave it. You can cut a piece. It's better to shave your head.
Mm-hmm. Can AK cuts come with me?
I'll get a haircut. You know what? We can ask him. That'd be crazy.
You could do, like for me, I actually didn't want to do the blade to the head.
Did you do
blade? I brought my own.
You can shave your own head.
Yeah, I shaved my own
head. Did you put a blade to your head?
No, I didn't put any blade.
Oh, like that's what I'm saying. I'm not. Like,
oh, no. I didn't do that. Yeah. I just took like, you know, like the lineup razor, whatever. Yeah. I did that one. Yeah.
Is that bad? Does it hurt?
Huh? No, as long as you do it properly. Like if you know to go with the
your I would hide
natural growth line. For the
next month and a half.
Wear a hat every day.
I don't like hats. I'm not a hat guy.
Yeah, don't wear hats, actually. Hats are not good for hair growth.
You have this theory.
I do, and it's true because clearly, look at this. Okay.
Do you guys have any irrational fears?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's yours? Hate scary movies. Oh, I don't watch scary movies. Oh my
god, this kid.
That's the only thing I'm scared of.
No, Amir is like...
Like nothing that has gore in it. Like,
can I tell you? Okay. Do you remember that one time?
What?
We were about to watch Get Out and this man was like tweaking. Like,
it wasn't Get Out. Yes, it was. Another movie.
No, it was...
It wasn't Get Out.
Yes, it was. I mean, to convince you that it wasn't a scary movie.
Get Out? I watched it on my own time.
Okay.
After Get Out is the one with Daniel Kuley, right?
Yeah.
What does your own time mean to you?
Like, where I could have everything on. Sound is like at 1%.
What did you have to do to make it like you brought these studio lights inside?
Like, the lights are on. He's watching it with subtitles and on mute.
I have to have full control. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I know that one wasn't like a full horror movie. I have a question. Right? What?
I can't.
Like right now we're on a set.
Yeah.
They just see the screens.
Yeah.
But you can see the cameras and the
cat.
Like you know when they filmed the movie.
There I was know.
100 people.
Yeah.
Behind them.
I know. Lights, it like doesn't this. Matter.
The actor that killed somebody.
What was the question?
Like he and the person he killed probably went to go eat right afterwards.
Yeah, but what was the question?
Irrational.
Okay. All right. Buzz. Why?
Okay. I don't know, man. Okay.
I have two that I'll mention. Actually, one of them might get me canceled.
What?
But it truly is irrational. You know, during Chinese New Year, they have that dragon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm terrified.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Genuinely. No. Like, I'm so scared. Every time. Remember in school?
Family.
Remember in school, they would, like, bring it through the auditorium?
Yeah,
they
do a little wave.
The way I would be shaking in my boots. Like, please don't come this. I don't like them.
There's, like, three kids holding them, jumping up
and
down.
You know what it is? It's the eye flickering.
There's something weird about it.
Okay. And then when they catch your eye with you, when they see you,
yeah.
It just seems like they're, I don't know.
Like, I'm not scared of them, but. I respect Chinese culture, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But something about that dragon.
Maybe it's supposed to be scary. I think so.
Maybe.
Yeah.
There's that. And of course, I think I've talked about this several times. You guys already know I'm scared of centipedes.
Yeah.
Like the rain that's happening this week, I'm like, I know they're going to come out. Okay. I already know. And I'm alone.
You should just forever live in a condo. Condos do not get bugs.
Are you sure?
As often. Maybe our building's just cleaner than normal, but literally I've seen one spider and that was literally like yesterday. I don't think I've ever seen. Oh, we do have like ants every once in a while.
How?
Because they come from the pipes. We found that they were coming from the pipes. Yeah.
That's crazy.
But that was literally like a few and then they were gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what I do right now. Oh, Q&A. Okay. I got it. No, like her fake daily limit came on.
Oh,
I know she'll listen to it.
Ain't nobody listen to that. Even I mean, oh wait, I can't call that out.
He was about to talk shit.
This is for you, actually. What is your opinion on the Muslim dating apps?
Mm.
Oh, Well, how much time do we have? You know what? I think it works for some. I'm personally not a fan.
Why?
Why are you doing that?
Because juice. We're squeezing all out.
You put eye emojis in the post of this. Like, you said spicy.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like it kind of reduces the interactions to be like superficial. You know, you're basing it off of someone's picture.
Okay.
And from my experience, I think a lot of times people will, if they swipe for you, people just don't have conversational skills anymore. Like, they just don't know how to have a conversation. It's really hard to connect with someone on there.
But like
I connect with people because I know that I can carry a conversation. But then I get bored. So I'm like, I can't do
this. But if you're talking to other millennials, do millennials still have that issue of not being able to communicate? I feel like.
So here's the thing.
What?
A lot of the Muslim marriage or dating apps, yeah. like they're kind of overly saturated with a specific ethnic group. You know?
Say that again.
They're oversaturated with a specific ethnic group.
That's the most PC way we can say it.
Yeah. think of the general population of Toronto right now. Hopefully that helps answer your, you know? And so for me, that's not really just, it's not what I'm looking for.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
What about like?
Slim Pickens.
Like Jabana.
I've never tried that.
Okay.
See, so you're kidding.
Yeah, I totally forgot that even group, existed.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true, and that's why I was created.
We should reach out to them as a sponsor.
That's crazy.
People don't forget about
they
them.
They probably have some banger love stories on that.
Do they?
I don't know. I'm not on any of them.
I haven't heard.
Come on, Jabana. Where's your advertisement? You can, you know. Now that it's come up, I'm just saying. Hit us up.
Like, think about every Thursday, like speed dating Jabana, hosted by Cousin Connections. Come on, Jabana. Come on, man.
It has been someone we're talking about. I'm just saying.
Would you guys do a speed dating thing?
We've actually been asked several times by like the community, people in our community, like, you know.
Wait, our community?
Yes. And so they're like, you know, bring people together. Like, you guys have that opportunity. And I'm like, yeah, we should.
Yeah.
But the thing is, our people are shy. Imagine if, like, I wouldn't do speed dating. Like, I wouldn't just put it out there like that. But we would do something like a Cousin Connection.
Mix and mingle.
A game night. It's like no pressure. You know, we would probably have to, like, organize it by age range so that you're not talking to, like, you know, someone that's too old for you or too young for you.
Okay.
But you know what I mean?
Interesting.
But, like,
would you come? To support us?
Yeah.
I knew you'd say yes. I'd
say
that. I'd be a helper.
No, a helper? You have to be a participant.
Exactly. but I was going to say, like, what's... Okay, so I feel like the thing that you had an issue with a dating app is, like, that's something you can kind of say for any dating app. No? Like, I feel like someone who's on... What's another dating app? Bumble? Bumble? Humble?
Bumble, yeah. Bumble. Oh, Bumble, yeah.
Yeah, Bumble. Like, they could probably have this, they probably have the same opinion on it, too. What's unique to the Muslim apps?
Common goal,
huh? I guess so. Yeah.
Like, first being like, you said the first thing is gonna be like, you're gonna make it superficial. That's what you said first, right?
Yeah.
But like, what is that any different than real life though? Like, I could never see myself approach somebody I don't find attractive.
No, and here's the thing: attraction is important, but I think a lot of times with dating apps, it's like it gives superficial is one thing, but actually the main issue with dating apps is that it gives you this false perception that you have a lot of options, but you really don't. Are there a lot of guys on there? Yeah. Are there a lot of girls on there? Yes, but they're not all meant for you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
And depending on the app,
so like, you'll swipe with someone, you match with them, you're talking, you're like, all right, this person's cool, but you know what, I could probably find someone better. Next. Swipe, you know what I mean.
Is that more useful than trying it in person?
I would much rather an in-person
connection. Where is your ideal place to meet somebody?
Why are you what is this, an interview?
That's totally a question on there. That was a question on there.
Yeah, right? I read it right here. I just read really fast.
honestly, I don't know. Like, okay, let me tell you guys a story. I think I told this on the podcast before. I was leaving work and I was going to the parking garage, okay?
Okay.
I was so tired. It was like 6 p.m. And I'm like walking quickly to the elevator and I see this guy who's like singing out loud. I said, downtown crazies. I'm not dealing with that. So I get into the elevator and I'm like actively closing the door.
Scared.
The man ran and stuck his arm into the door. I said, "Khalas, I'm going to die in this elevator." Okay. So now I'm like, all right, just don't make eye contact because he's crazy. He's staring at me. I can feel him staring at me. And then he goes, how are you today? I said, oh my God, he's going to kill me. He's going to ask me how I'm doing, and then he's going to stab me.
Polite. Okay.
You know what I mean? So then I'm sweating. Then he starts like complimenting me. He's trying to pick me up, but I'm like, no, sir. So anyways, my floor comes. I get off first. I'm like, thank God he's not getting off. He holds the door open. Excuse me, miss. And I was like, yeah. He's like, do you work here? And I lied. I said, no, actually, it's my first and only time being here. See ya.
And he just walked away?
Yeah. And then the crazy part is he got off on the level net like after me. And when I was about to pull out, he literally blocked my car in. Yeah. So,
wait,
you know.
Was he crazy?
Was he Muslim?
He might have been. I don't think so.
Are you blocking blessings? Okay.
No. He was not my type, which is why I was scared. Okay.
What song was he singing?
Huh?
What song was he singing?
I don't remember. It was just like.
Raindrops swinging.
It was giving like beginning
of music. I'm running. That's, no one has any
reason
to say that.
For some reason, whenever she mentioned this story, I picture him skipping. Just like
he wasn't literally skipping. Ran to catch the elevator as I'm like,
actively. Yeah, like as he's running, he's like skipping, like he's like it or something.
That would give me the ick if he was skipping to the elevator. Yeah. That's crazy.
You already had the ick at that point. Don't worry about that. Mm. What we got?
Hey, Sabri. does aging excite you or scare you?
Aging?
Mm-hmm. It's a privilege to age.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people don't make it this far.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah. So I don't think I've ever feared it at any point. I feared aging before I've reached certain goals.
Okay, I can understand.
Yeah.
That. Yeah.
But, you know, I'm kind of, you know, it's following in line for the most part, 100 less. So, like, I'm like, okay, I'm good.
Yeah. Do you feel like you've accomplished what you should accomplish? Like, you take a step back, you say you're 30-something years old. I'm not going to, you know, add the number. But do you feel like you accomplished everything you should have by that age, by now?
No.
Neither do I.
No. Neither. But you know what? Like, you have to give yourself grace, because at the end of the day, whose timeline are we really on?
Like, I created my own, and I feel like I failed. When I look back, like, I feel like it was my decisions that, not that I'm not in a good place, but I feel like I could have done way more if I had the brain and mindset I have now 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I get what you mean.
Like, I feel like I could accomplish so much more with my
life.
But you always say that now, because now you're in a certain position to be like, ugh, if only, we're always going to say, if only I knew this back then.
Yeah. But I'm still in my 20s, so.
Are you? Oh, you're not 30 yet?
No, I'm not 30.
Get the hell out of here.
I'm dead not 30. You just mad that you're 30.
What?
You're 30.
If you're not 30, you're 29 and a half. You know, you close to okay.
I might be that.
29 and a half?
But I'm still in my 20s and you can't take it away from me.
I don't believe you.
I'm 29.
What?
I'm 29.
Okay. Right. Got a lot accomplished in a few months. I'm just saying. Okay.
I know. She's older than me, so make sure you direct it to her first, and then she can direct it to me.
You know, she gets enough.
Chain of command. Mm-hmm. Oh, follow up against Sabri. What is something you want to achieve in your 30s? Ooh. I have an easy answer for that one.
Okay, let's hear it.
I want to purchase a home.
Mm. Yeah.
I feel like I've done a lot of dumb things with my money.
Yeah.
Like, I'd pray to never see how much money I've made in total, like in $1 value. And
yeah,
that would break
look
your
at
heart.
My Chase
Don't
account now.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. So like, I feel like that could have gone well more spent. And I think a home is the only, it's a goal.
Yeah.
Like, it's something I need to accomplish and then rent it out and I'll live there.
What? Rent it out? Why?
Yeah. Cause I like my living arrangement right now.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah.
I was about to say.
That's a smart move if you did purchase a home.
That's my goal.
Yeah. That is one of
during in my 30s, hopefully.
I do want
to
purchase property if I can.
Yeah, purchase property, I feel like that's a big thing for everybody in their 30s. But in Atlanta, I feel like it's more reasonable, no?
Yeah, how is the housing market there now?
Better than here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say good. It was good when I just got there.
Yeah.
Booming. Like, the house that we're renting now, I wish it was purchasable. Like, no joke, I wish we could have bought it then
yeah,
would have made so much money.
How many years have you guys been paying rent on that thing?
7 years.
Oh, why don't you just buy it at this point? Or you can't?
I can't buy something that's not for sale.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And look how much money they're making on that.
The dude is just, bro.
Yeah.
That guy, from what I know, he got it on a foreclosure.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
He put up a little bit amount of money.
Yeah.
His like payoff was great.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm guessing, like educated guess, cut this out. I think he spent 40.
No, there's no way. On that house?
No. As a down payment.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I think he spent 40.
Yeah.
As a down payment. I think he got it for, if I'm not mistaken, like 500.
Mm-hmm.
That massive?
Man.
Shut the hell up.
Yeah.
So he's put up $40,000.
Yeah.
And the mortgage is not that much.
No, but this is American dollars. Okay.
No, yeah. But still. Yeah. 500K for that.
But now it's probably worth like 1.3, I would assume. Yeah. 1.4. Mm-hmm. And he's sheer value alone, he's made $500,000.
Yeah.
Off cash alone. Crazy. He's only put up 40. Yeah. And from his mortgage and the fact that we're like paying more, he's already made his 40 back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That house is literally free.
That is insane.
He put up 40 and he's made.
Do you see him often? Is he giving you guys?
No, he doesn't even live. He doesn't even live in
Atlanta.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, okay.
He came. Because
the stuff that you guys do in that house.
I'm talking about mine.
Yeah.
Like we did dumb things in the past. We no longer do. Like if you saw how I live now, you'd be like, oh, this is an adult home.
Yeah.
Good.
Ooh. What's one thing you'd snap your fingers and change in your life?
Ooh.
$1 million.
Only?
No.
Think big.
No, as long as I invest that one correctly, I get a good like 10% return, even 17% return these days.
You're trying too hard.
You can live on that money.
Just say 200 million.
Okay, 200 million. Whatever. Is that cheating? Okay, not monetary.
Not monetary?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like not like actual money.
I'm going to give this answer. And you guys are going to be like, oh my God.
What?
If I went like this, I would want world peace.
No, about your life.
Oh.
Who are you, pageant like speaker?
Mahatma Gandhi. Come on, Malcolm X. Let's get it. Let's be real. You're alive. This is you.
Okay, so for my own life, mm-hmm. Oh, easily, I'd want $1 billion.
No, I said not monetary.
Yeah, one Cartier nail bracelet. Some what's that thing called again? Those charms. What are they called?
Van Cleef.
Yeah, a little Van Cleef. Now you can think of.
Hold on. Let me think. I don't know. I feel like I like my life. What would you do?
Me? Not much. Yeah. I need the right wife. Like, come
oh,
on.
Oh, yeah. I guess a husband.
That or like a perfect relationship with my religion. Those are the two non-monetary.
Wholesome answer. You know what? If I could snap my fingers and change one thing about my life, it would be to never have to work ever again. And like just be able to do what I want to do.
What do you want to do?
Travel.
Yeah,
literally.
But you know what it is I like about traveling. Mm-hmm. It's the break from the routine. It's like I can travel and do whatever I want.
Second channel, this booms. Mm-hmm. Cousin Connections travel vlogs. That could be your lifestyle.
For real.
Could be your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You could say be able to watch great movies.
Yeah,
that's it. That's right there.
What's your favorite hearty breakfast dish?
Malawa. Easy. Ooh. I know it's not really a dish. It's more like something you put stuff on it. But malawa is like my thing.
Eat morning bangers.
Yeah.
That literally. Or fatira. Like the specifically the one from Harar. You know the... Yeah.
But like for me, it's malawa with eggs and dakka on top. Mm. Like that combo.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes just honey on top.
Yeah, when it's fresh and it's kind of crispy.
It's so universal. It's so universal.
I'm craving that right now.
See?
Damn it.
I'm so basic.
What were you going to say?
Just plain eggs. I don't
that's
want,
not even a dish.
I don't even want a honey dish. Eggs.
Not even like food, nothing like.
Nah, just straight eggs, some salt, and I'm good to go.
But like hari eggs? Like the one with the.
No, he said eggs and salt.
Plain.
What?
Yeah. That's crazy.
Nah.
That's
what
I like. I'm
simple too. I like my eggs too. I literally had eggs this morning.
So did I.
Is that why you were late?
Huh? Hmm? What? Okay. I don't know what you're talking about. Okay.
let's do a little bit. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay. Would you ever go on a reality TV show?
Oh, you know, I did want to at a point in time.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it'd be so fun. I saw Foot Asylum.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Inside?
Yeah. Like, I thought that'd be so fire to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why don't you?
Do you know what Inside is?
I think so. Okay. Is that where you're stuck in like a room or whatever with someone?
Like, you got like 10, 15 creators. Like, challenges. I feel like I genuinely would kill it.
You should do that.
I would be down to.
I would get too pissed at the other people, especially when they start like spending money on the most craziest thing.
Yeah. That would be him.
No, I don't think so.
You know, really,
or right? Like I'll do it in secret, but like you'd never know I did it.
Nah, man.
I would actually love to do it.
Nah,
for I feel like you'd be good on that.
Yeah, me too. I think I'd like go crazy.
That one's actually pretty reachable. I'm just saying, man. It's like,
Mm-hmm. What was it in life that made you feel like all of your efforts amounted to something?
Well, that's deep.
That's a deep one.
There's certain things that I haven't hit yet. Mm-hmm. Like, I think there's like 2-3 things in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like 3 things that I want to do. Mm-hmm. And when I do those 3 things,
you're going to feel like
I can answer that question with those 3 things.
Fair.
And they're all reachable, hopefully all this year too.
Mm-hmm.
Inshallah. This is such a subry question. Which who's one? Your favorite cousin? Not him.
Who gave me the most Eid money?
Mm. You have cousins that give you Eid money?
You remember who gave you Eid money?
Yo, what's your Eid transfer real quick?
Smart girl. Same one. You have my phone number.
Did you give out Eid money this year?
To who?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, everyone's adults. Yeah. Like, my little cousins that were little cousins, like, one of them got married in the summer, so.
Yeah.
They don't need no Eid money.
Yo, they be getting married young now, man. I'm just saying, man. Gen Z is making us look bad. What?
You trying to take shots at us or something?
Yeah, clearly.
What? No, I'm just saying generally, okay? Oh, actually, I forgot. Yeah, I'm married now, but still.
Yeah.
You know what he's doing.
But you know what I mean, okay?
He knows what he's doing. You just trying to play it casual.
I'm not saying age is, you know, whatever. Just saying, it's like, it is a thing.
I feel judgment coming from you right now.
Thick in the air.
Literally this weekend. I'm just saying, okay?
That's crazy. Someone said, let me meet Agent 00 in Duke Tech.
How many messages did you get that from, like, some random Hari kids who may know you from this other person?
Yep.
A lot, right? A lot.
Yeah. But like, their messages are so funny. Mm-hmm. Like, they be like saying who they know.
Oh, like, I'm so-and-so's cousin?
Yeah.
Oh, they're trying to.
But it's always like people's names that there's like seven of them. Like, oh, like, I'm Yasmin's cousin.
Yeah.
I know 12 Yasmin's.
Yeah, fair. Yeah.
I'm Sada's well cousin.
Yeah.
Nebat or Hanet. It's always a lot of girls' names that are actually very, very similar. Like, there's like 10 Iman's.
Yeah. Iman's one of the most popular Hariri names, I think.
Guys, actually, Walid is.
Walid's up there.
Very popular.
You call me generic?
Really up there, too. What?
I mean, no, you're special. You're unique in your own special way.
That's what you tell the short bus kids.
All right. Is he married, LOL, asking for a cousin?
Why'd you say it like that?
Because I was like, excited.
She was just waiting on
I
that.
Really was. I
did
saw
you
that
hear the
question
way she asked about
through.
WWE?
It was how they typed it. So it is.
They really did type it like that.
No, I'm not married.
You heard it here first, folks.
I am 100% single.
Okay, let me get to the rest of the question.
Just broke a lot of girls' hearts.
No, what do you mean? He said he's single.
They didn't know that. I'm playing. I'm joking.
I don't think anyone behind the screen is upset. I'm playing. We are A-OK.
Okay, we're good.
Are you considered rich?
Oof, no.
Why are you limiting it to just a monetary meaning? You're rich in
life.
Are you
rich of heart?
Is that what it says on the screen?
It says, are you guys considered rich?
What do you think they're
interpret
asking
it how you want.
You wanted to be so, you know? Mm-hmm. You know what they're talking about. They're talking about money.
We're poor.
My friends are rich.
I'm not poor. I feel like I'm pretty stable.
I'm stable.
Yeah.
My friends are rich for sure. Let them lie. Yeah, I'm being honest. Nah, man, relax.
What do you want to name your kids when you have them? That goes for both of you.
I have the answer in my head.
Do you actually?
Yeah,
oh, but you don't want to like.
For a girl, but I'm not saying it. Mm. It's a banger. I'm going to say it.
Charlie Banner.
You guys don't.
Oh, no, I'm not going to put that in. All right.
Baby names are like kind of private until the baby's born. So do you have any baby names?
Never thought of one.
Because you're closer to that.
Yeah, not, but like baby names.
But like. People say it inspires you when it happens, when you see it. Like, I think Hannah was telling me a story of someone who, like, they had a baby name set out and everything, but then when they saw the baby, they're like, no, this baby's name is actually this. Like, it was just something they saw in the baby.
Okay, how about any names you like, just in general? Like, you're like, that's really
it has to be, like, something, like, unique. Like
Apple?
What? No. No, wait.
Does she have any baby names?
I think there was a couple. I can't remember them right now. That's we wrote them down somewhere. I'm a really bad
it's usually your notes
future app. Father already. Can't remember my own future kids' names that I crazy. Haven't came up with yet.
Okay. This one's applicable to Walid. How do you keep life interesting when you're not traveling or planning a trip?
Wow, that's a good question. I got like a 3-day max almost anywhere.
Yeah.
Like I could be home for 3 days. I could be here for 3 days. Like after three, I'm trying to be somewhere different. But if I had a reason to stay home more, I would. I love my house. It's, you know, nice. I just get bored of it. I just keep going new places, trying different things.
Yeah.
The fact I can crave something and go and get it, it's great. Like I really want to go to Toronto. I want Sahan.
Yeah.
I'll go on
Wednesday.
You crave that? Yes. Really? Let's go after this. How about that? Let's go after this.
Never I didn't know that. You craved it.
On
like
Amir.
That.
What a nice guy.
Oh, totally. Thanks, I got Amir. It. I'm good. Don't worry about it.
How about you? How do you keep your life interesting?
My life, honestly, I like it when things are like on routine.
Amir is very routine based.
Yeah, like that's interesting to me. But just, I like to do like adventurous things, like, you know, go hiking somewhere, which I know is kind of cap because I keep saying that, but I haven't done hiking in a minute.
Exactly.
But I like doing like new things. Mm. Yeah, if it's anything new, it doesn't matter what it is. I'll just like try it. What?
I've like scrolled on Groupon activities just
yeah
to find random things to do. Mm-hmm. The content hack.
If you see my saves on TikTok, true, you'll see all the things that yeah I want to do.
Mine's full of travel spots that are like insane.
Yeah.
I saw a volcano erupt and I said, I need to go there.
That'd be really cool.
You saw it erupting and you're like, I need to go there.
So fire. Like, you saw it?
Yeah.
Fire. Like you're standing above clouds on mm-hmm foot. Like, it's crazy.
Where was it? Hawaii?
I don't know, but I can show you the video.
That's cool.
But just getting there, it's gonna be a, like a whole adventure in itself.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You like hiking, right? So
yeah,
that's nice.
I'm just saying, but like local things. Local okay, hikes. Yeah, Thompson local Park hikes, or you know, Muskoka. I'm a little adventurous. I'll go to Muskoka.
Okay,
I'll go a couple hours north. All okay, right. Yeah, take y'all again, right? V2.
Hiking?
Yeah, of the same one we did.
I'm
last
down.
Time. Are you actually down to do that one again?
Yeah. Well, oh, the
yeah,
the 10K. What was it called?
Huh? 10K.
12 Peaks. Yeah.
Was it called 12 Peaks?
On foot.
Yeah.
We're doing a 12K race. What do you mean?
Who's 10K who, race.
Who's sorry.
That? Yeah.
We're that's doing, a lot.
Yeah.
It is a lot.
We actually did 5K yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah. That's, like ourselves.
You.
We just did a 5K
I
run.
You guys ran around yesterday. Mm-hmm. I saw a location ping pong around a beach. I said, what's
oh,
she,
yeah.
What's she doing? I said, yeah. Definitely on a run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Two options, like on a run, or like she's been arguing with a nigga. Oh,
that's crazy. No, like so you're at the beach contemplating life.
Think about it, like that's a, like after a bad argument, yeah, like, you gotta drive somewhere outside the house, peaceful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
drafting a really long text.
Yeah,
sometimes I like getting calls because I get a lot of steps on those calls, just walking back and forth.
I like that. That's good. Yeah, that's fine.
You know, it's a good way. You know, double up.
How do I keep life interesting when I'm not planning a trip? My life is very interesting, actually. Anyone who knows me in real life, you know, there's always something going on. Mm. Okay. I spare you the details. Has anyone ever asked to be a guest on the pod and you turn them down? Yeah.
Oh, maybe. Name drop.
No.
Nah. Just cut it out.
I don't remember
what I can't remember, yeah, the name.
There was this one guy that, like, would not stop DMing us.
Yeah, it was our early on.
Did you know them personally?
No.
Oh, then I guess
he like
was
an author. And then there's this. Have we had any guests on the pod that we didn't get along with?
No, I don't think so. If we're gonna have a guest on the pod, it's gonna be someone we probably get along with.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. You should.
Exactly. It would be actually, you know, some podcasts down south there, man. They like look for the beef.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We don't like those guys. No. I think we're thinking about the same people.
Yeah.
Don't like those guys.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Sada, where do you get your hijabs from? I don't know. DM me. I'll tell you.
They literally DM you.
No, I mean like send me a personal
DM. This is the time to answer the question.
Okay, like Vela. Mm-hmm. What's that brand? Clay the Label is a good one.
Clay the Label?
Yeah, you wouldn't know this, Amir.
Okay.
A lot of times I get them like when I'm traveling because mm-hmm. Middle East has really good quality scarves. So.
Mm.
Can you give us a quick review of the Ultra Human Ring? Okay, so it's been like a month now since I've had this ring. It's not bad for like things other than exercise, mm-hmm. hence why I now got the like whatever version of Fitbit this is.
Yeah, it's like a Fitbit
Charge. That's Charge, what it's called. Yeah, I like it a lot better. So it like depends on what you need it for. If you're looking to use it to track workouts and stuff, I wouldn't recommend. But if you want to use it for like sleep score, mm-hmm. your period cycle, all that stuff, it's good. Let's see.
It sounds like a waste of money.
It was, but benefits. Okay. Technically, it was free.
She's trying to convince herself.
Okay, I have a question for the person that asked me this question, because like why do you want to know? It says, if you feel comfortable, Sara, can you tell us what happened in your past relationship? Why?
You kind of have already, so
I've talked about it before.
I'm curious.
Okay, I'll tell you off camera.
I tried.
Okay, let's see. What has this podcast meant to both of you in your personal lives and professional?
What has it meant to you first? Go on.
Personal life. Feel like you know, I already knew you well, but like yeah. I really got to know you.
Really?
But I feel like it's also exposed us to a lot of conversations that we wouldn't openly have.
Yeah.
And to meet people that we would have never met before, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And just like meeting a lot of you guys IRL. It's nice. It's cool. Mm. It's a cool experience. Professional definitely has made me like more confident. So people mm-hmm. just assume that I know what I'm talking about all the time. But it's like, hey, I literally have to yap for an hour straight and know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So I've just translated that into my work life, so I guess it benefited
for me. It's just been an outlet, man. I just like talking.
Oh, you do, you do. I didn't realize. So many people that didn't know Amir, they're like, "Yo, Amir talks a lot." I'm like, mm-hmm. "Yeah, he."
Who thought he was quiet?
I don't know.
In person, I talk a lot.
Yeah, you do. You can, you're
she
loud.
Can never get me on text though.
You know what's crazy? Okay, I made a rule for Amir. Yeah. Like 4 years ago, I said, if I call you or text you, you need to answer. Because I'm only going to call and text you if I need you.
Okay.
This man sometimes will go ghost for like 3-4 days. He'll be like, yo, Sara, my bad. Like, and he'll send me a voice note sometimes to convey his.
Have you kept up your side of the bargain?
What do you mean?
Oh, no, she's always trying to message me, but.
For random stuff?
Maybe.
I have a great system with Dean in place.
What do you do?
Really? An elite system. Tell me. We are both busy people.
Yeah.
And like our phones blow up pretty often.
Yeah.
And that's normal. We just do a ranking system out of 10 of how important it is to respond.
You reply back with a number?
I dead ass. I'd say.
Really?
Yeah. Like I'll call him. He would say, can I call you back later? You know, instant reply.
Yeah.
And I'd write 1 out of 10, 2 out of 10, like up to a 10. So based off what he's doing, based off what I say to him, decides whether you need to drop what you're doing or not. Mm. If I say 3 out of 10, I'll just call back later.
Yeah.
If I say 8 out of 10, he'll be like, oh, hold on. You know? Like maybe he's at a 4, whatever he's doing is not that deep.
Yeah.
Mm. He'll pause his conversation and he'll call me, you know? Mm-hmm. It works flawlessly. It's so much easier.
But it's different when a person like me where everything is a 10 out of 10.
No, not everything's a 10 out of 10 though. Not everything's a 10 out of 10. No, because
like I'll be doing something, I'm like, I need this now. Answer me now. And then I'll get annoyed that they don't answer, and then I'm the same person who will not answer.
Not everything's a 10. You have to be honest with your scale.
I guess so.
And that's
when
it's effective.
Yeah.
If you write emergency, it doesn't matter what you do and drop it. Mm-hmm. It is a great, flawless system.
Yeah.
It works well.
But you know, like I will say, in the times that you don't answer and I'm like, I need to make this decision. So I'm just going to make an executive decision on behalf of both of us.
That works too. Yeah.
And if you're mad, then.
Sorry. I'm usually chill. It's whatever.
Yeah. Like it depends on if it's like super urgent, I will call him multiple times until he picks up.
So you know that game? I think it was at your wedding that you played where you guys close your eyes and point at each other when people ask a question.
Did I do that?
Okay. Close your eyes. Both of us? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the late one?
Can I open my eyes?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
I've gotten better though.
Who does most of the behind the scenes work? Okay. If one of you guys were to hire an assistant, who deserves it?
Ooh.
Only one person, ma'am.
For the podcast only? Or like in life in general?
Podcast. Okay. Who has done more outreach for the podcast for guests? Okay. If you had to divide the company 51%, 49%, who would get the 51?
Waleed.
Okay. If one of you guys were only able to make all the decisions for a month, who would it be?
I really want to know what I'm here answering for this
one. I guess we'll find out in the edit.
Well, yeah, okay.
Should I open my eyes or close it? Okay, okay.
No, you're good. We're good. We're good.
Okay, we're good. Okay. Okay, we're good.
That was a good
you're
one.
You're not going to give us the answers?
Nah.
Oh, okay. We're going to find out in the edit now.
Yeah.
Okay.
They saw.
What do you guys think about marrying outside of your culture? Would you ever marry a non-Harari girl?
Man.
I mean, I know the answer to
this. You know what? Just to make it easier for you, these days, that question isn't as controversial, I feel.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to edit this answer. You're going to have to edit
this
answer.
Come on. You said, where's the juicy ones?
Juicy ones. But like, I don't want the community to know my business, though. That's the thing.
Well, it's not your business.
I heavily considered something that, well, something being a person, that wasn't Harari.
Mm-hmm.
In the midst of the thought process, I'd say, I saw a glimpse of what a Harari household would be like.
Mm. You and I spoke about this, I think, before. I remember this.
And like it's such a significant difference, like heavily, like super heavy. I have to watch what I say heavily. There is a great difference in culture and religion. Even though that somebody is the same religion as you, your days and how you operate is heavily involved in your culture.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we say Eid day, everything that just flashed in your mind, imagine none of that being a thing.
Mm-hmm.
completely different.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, you, all those traditions that you've built up your entire life could be different. You need to maneuver. You know, like, everything could be super different. The things you eat on a daily basis, language you guys speak. It is, like, no family ties, no family connections, no relatives that you know, no kids that you grew up with that are the same. It's just completely, yeah, someone, like, not in the community and not your culture is heavily different. So preference, number one draft pick would be a Hari person. Would be the conclusion that was made.
I think that's how I kind of thought about it as well. Like, how it affects literally everything you've known to do in your whole life. Like, everything whole that life. You grew up doing, like, may change or will change if you're dealing with a different culture now.
Right? The inability to speak the same language, even brokenly.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
Or like, have to drive to even learn it together.
Like, oh, the community's doing something. Do you want to go? One person's super down. One person's like, I don't know anyone.
Yeah.
Like, it's a person that's actually a part of your community versus a person that you just is your plus one. And they'll kind of
always be
a plus one.
Yeah.
Like, always. Like, yeah, you're valid. You're cool. Whatever the case is, you know, you're welcomed. But
yeah.
You would never be there by yourself. Like, that person would never go to an event without you.
Yeah.
So, like, there's no sense of self-identity in the community or your culture for real.
I would say I'm a little bit more open, but in my experience of, like, dating a Harari guy versus a non-Harari guy, I think it's easier to trust and, like, just get comfortable with someone that's gay, so, like, with a Harari person. When they're not, you're, like, constantly having to, like, explain certain concepts. You know, like, it's, and depending on where they're from, like, if they're East African, usually they kind of understand. But if they're not, oh, I've been in those situations and I'm like, yeah, so, you know, like, trying to explain something and they're like, what? So I'm like, just go with it, man. Just, like, stop. Don't be annoyed. And then it, like, actually becomes, like, a really stressful situation, because if you're constantly having to explain certain parts of your culture, it's like, is that person even willing to embrace your culture? Because if they're not, get out of here.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's hard.
It's a big one. Oh, my God. It is definitely a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one says, how do you maintain a work-life balance and staying consistent on the goals that you set?
I think I can maintain mine personally. And I think at this point where I'm at, it's not really up to me as much as it's up to other people. Will you accept me for my erratic schedule? Like, this weekend, HPN.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to be here. I have no clue. I want to be there.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can be there.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to LA on Wednesday Thursday, but I might have to go do something else afterwards.
Yeah.
I'm literally is a question mark, but that is how my life is every weekend, every other day. Are you available this day? Bro, I don't know.
But are you scared that, like, let's say you get into a relationship with someone and they're cool with it at that time, but then they never communicate this, but in the back of the mind, they're like, oh, when we get married or whatever, things will cool down and he'll eventually settle down. But you're like, that was not the agreement that we had or whatever. The thing I always think about when it comes to, like, influencers and, like, the lifestyle that it comes with, it's like, some people think that once you get married, it's all going to settle down. You're going to stay here more. But, you know, that was never. You saw me here. Why do you think I would change that? Yeah.
I would just cut out a lot of, like, the casual trips. Like, this weekend, I wouldn't. No, I'd be here because it was someone's birthday.
Yeah.
But, like, it might be a 1-day trip versus a 3-day trip. I would definitely just stay more. It's not that hard for me to stay more.
Yeah.
I'll go do what I have to do and I'll come back home.
Yeah.
Or come with me.
Yeah. That could be a thing, too.
Yeah. Come with me.
I have a question for you. Actually, I'll answer that one too. You answer it too first.
What was the question fully again?
How do you maintain a work-life balance and staying consistent on your goals?
I guess it's easier when you have, like, a 9-to-5. And also, I've had, like, a person who, I've been a person who has goals and, like, routine since I was, like, in my early 20s. So just building that habit early on made so much thing, everything so much more easier, right? Like, I have goals when it comes to fitness, goals when it comes to, like, Dean. I have goals when it comes to life, which, you know, I've been able to accomplish a lot of those goals. So,
right.
You know, it's kind of just having a routine has really helped. Just say, okay, I'm going to do this and actually schedule it and do all those things really help.
Yeah. You know what? I think when I was like early on in my career, like work wise, I was trying to prove a point and like prove to people that like I could. Remember when I used to work like 10, 11 hour days?
I always told you, stop doing that.
Yeah, I would work so much. And then I don't know, something just like clicked. Maybe it's because I got comfortable at work. I was like, all right, I think I've solidified my position here. Yeah. But I just kind of said, you know what? If I don't, like, why am I killing myself
for another person?
Like, that's crazy. I can't do that.
Yeah.
And like, worst case scenario, I'll just ramp up the podcast videos and make this my full-time job if I get fired.
I always think about that. I'm like, if I ever do get fired, inshallah, that doesn't happen or whatever. Like, I leave on my own terms. Yeah, like, I have a security blanket, but still, I'm like, I could probably just focus on content.
Yeah.
Pump out like 10 times the amount of content we're doing now.
Yeah. And
if your CPM stays the same, revenue could be weird. But then, like, the actually doing that, like, taking that next step is a lot of work.
Yeah. I think people,
it's
like...
I know, you can experience it, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So anyone who thinks that content creation is not, like, it's, like, easy work, it's actually not.
My sleep schedule does not exist.
See?
No.
And, like, and if you're passionate about it, like, you won't be getting sleep, and, like, you won't even notice, because you're just, like, constantly doing it.
Okay, but...
there's a lot more prep than what people...
Yes. And like, it's not as simple as just turning on a camera and then sitting down to record.
Never. Even the smallest things, I have to think about so many different, like, bro, it's not as simple as it looks.
That's true.
But if you make it look simple,
it means you're doing a good job.
Exactly. Yep.
Do you have any free for all questions for me?
Yeah, I do. I was about to ask you.
Okay.
Okay, so now that we know that you're single.
Oh, okay.
What, like, would you want to go for someone that's also in the, like, influencer / content creation space, because they'll be more understanding of your lifestyle?
Nah, preferably not. Preferably not, but I'm not anti or against it. Okay. It really depends on what type of content this person pushes out.
We're not talking about, like, an OnlyFans type of situation.
Oh, yeah, no, that's not even an option.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, maybe someone's, I don't know, like, a beauty.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, as long as it's wholesome, it's, like, it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm cool with that.
Okay.
As long as you show it to your mom, the Instagram to your mom, you're fine.
That's like. That's a very good, like, if they can do a social media dump and not complain about anything.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes. Like beauty, but if you're doing like a bikini photo shoot.
Exactly. Literally.
Out of here.
Okay. Okay, what's next?
What's next?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for you. What do you have next?
I think I've entered coast mode.
Mm.
Where, like, I've accomplished a lot that I want to, and I'm like, new goals now. Like, now the new goals are health and house. Like, the, I feel like the fun aspect of my life, I'm like, I'm kind of, I'm done with it. Like, I've had,
you get tired, right?
No, I'm tired of the fun.
Yeah,
like, I don't really need to go to the fun rah-rah trips as much. I don't really care to go out on a Saturday night. I'm cool. Like, I'm on chill mode and just do productive stuff. If I feel like I'm being unproductive, like, I'm not interested. Like, more family oriented now, I'd say. Spend more time with family.
I feel like you're on a spiritual journey too.
I definitely am.
Yeah.
I definitely keep it more private versus online. But I 100% am. Like, that Umrah trip sounds like a good time.
That's what I think that would be like a transformational one for you.
It would be.
I feel like I'm on my own journey and that I've already had one without that. So it could only benefit.
Exactly.
Hey, there are people, like, when I got caught back, I was telling people I went to Umrah, and these are like elderly people, right? I was like, have you ever been? They're like, no, I've never been myself. But these are people like who are very learned, like super knowledgeable people. Like, they're the people you'd go to ask questions and stuff like that, but they've never been themselves. You're like, okay, it's like, you can definitely do it at wherever you are. It's not a mandatory thing to raise yourself to the next level or whatever. Right.
Need that. That's in my true. Life. I do. I definitely do.
Yeah. Do you ever look back at those days, those early days, and be like, how did I stay up that late? Like, now I can't imagine. I remember the days we used to stay up till 3, 4 a.m. We'd be outside. Okay, I don't know if I'm exposing too much.
I could do that.
That was me last night.
What?
That was me last night.
What?
I could do that. I think it's something like, no joke, 7 a.m.
You're still doing
That's a lot.
That was last night, 7 a.m.
What?
But I wasn't like outside.
Okay, you guys are still, you know.
I was just watching. I was just watching movies, but I was awake. I slept for like 3 hours. I'm here.
How are you functioning? Wait till you turn 30.
Long time away. Don't worry.
No, I'll tell you, the flip happens almost immediately. Like, you hit 30 and you're like, 10 p.m. sounds like a good sleeping time.
No.
I know it sounds crazy.
No.
I know it sounds crazy.
Have you ever slept at 10 p.m.?
I can't. I'd lay down and stare at the ceiling.
It sounds crazy. I thought the same thing because I was a night owl. Okay.
Yes.
I might be talking about this too early because this is literally something that only changed like 6 months ago or 3 months ago, mm-hmm. where I was like the person who would stay up to 1-2 o'clock in the morning, even though I had to wake up for work at 7 a.m. or 6 a.m.
Yeah.
But now it's like staying up past 11 o'clock is like, yeah, I'm being a night owl right now. Like, oh. I'm being a little frisky.
Nah, you could do
That's
it.
Crazy.
I know. Right?
Post wedding, like you could stay up for a bit.
Okay, post wedding, sure, yeah, that thing.
You got it in you.
Still, like thinking about those days.
Yeah, like I remember sometimes you would do like a late night upload.
Yeah,
and then he'd message me at like 12 a.m. asking me a question, and I'd see it at 5 a.m. the next morning. I'm like, bruh, I was on my third dream. Like,
yeah, late night editing 12, was the thing, man.
I feel like 12 is like prime time. Everyone answers the phone.
Yeah,
everyone's awake.
Oh, at least in my world. Phone. Okay,
yeah, like everyone's like that's like you can contact everyone at that time.
Really?
In my head, yeah.
Okay. No, not for us anymore. Even for me, like
old age, man. Nah. 30s, man.
Get the hell out of here. You said old age.
30s is crazy.
I'm like respect office hours us. Now. It's okay. 9 to 5.
respect the elders. What do you mean by respect?
We need.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Don't do that. Okay. We're not that old.
I'm okay. just talking about you know.
I never said that.
You 30. I'm just saying. Okay.
30s though.
No, I'm your elder now. Don't worry. I'll accept. You'll accept. I'll accept the title. Yes, yeah. Nephew.
Don't make him call you up.
That's for the next podcast.
I just exposed that I go to sleep at like 10 p.m. So that's I think that's unk behavior.
Like 10 is insane. Do you wake up at like 6 a.m. though?
Yeah. I'll wake up at 6 a.m. and stay awake.
I can understand
like even
that.
Today I woke up. Actually, no. Mm. Last night we watched Avatar and we stayed up, you know, a little late. It was like 12 o'clock.
Crazy.
Oh my God. Crazy late. Saturday, man.
Crazy.
I watched a horror movie.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Did you actually? Yeah. Which one?
It wasn't really that scary. I think it was called Us.
Oh no! Oh, the one with Jordan Peele, whatever.
Yeah, that one.
Not watching those. No, the one with the knives. It. No, the scissors, whatever. No, yeah. I can't do that. No.
No.
They're all actors, you know.
Huh? I know. Remember, irrational.
Okay.
Irrational.
I feel it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
Last question: why do you think women marry men from other cities/countries and make the sacrifice to move away from their families?
Sacrifice?
Yeah, it's a sacrifice.
Yeah, I guess it is a sacrifice.
But why do you think women do that? Why don't they just stay local?
You know. Like, if you grew up with somebody, you know a lot about them, the people, every situation that ever happened, all the drama of your whole lifetime.
Mm.
You go to the next city, it's like a little fresh start.
And I feel like girls usually have that more. So, you know, why not come to the guy's city?
Would you ever move for a girl?
I can't. I really can't. Like, I could have a second location, but, like, I'm really based.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
My job isn't moving anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But... Fair. I can and I can't though.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't make sense me basing somebody. I need to be in Atlanta.
It would make your life harder for sure.
Way harder.
Yeah.
Like if they work like at a hospital, just switch hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that serious.
But like I've been seeing guys who I literally lost two of my closest friends.
LOL.
Who moved away from here. One to Australia and one to California. Ooh. I know.
That never.
Yeah, I know.
You wouldn't move to Australia?
No.
Have you been?
Nah, I'm scared of that place.
No, you should go.
He's scared he's gonna go there and get married. That's why.
Yeah, there's some lookers over there. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But that's too far.
Isn't it the same amount of time it would take to get to Abu Dhabi?
No.
No?
I'm thinking Dallas and DC and LA.
You're like within a 2 hour flight, 3 hour flight kind of thing.
As long as you're in North America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
is it like a cultural thing where you're like also the culture?
I think all the above.
Mm.
I'm not trying to deal with the borders.
That's that actually was a big thing for me too. Like,
I'm sure.
Think about the borders and the distance and like.
Did you get trapped here for a year?
Oh, no. She's in America. Between America and Canada, it's not, you don't have to get trapped.
Oh.
Yeah, so you're good.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I haven't even gone for my green card yet.
That's why you haven't got trapped yet.
Oh, I thought you were talking about her. Oh, okay.
One of you guys can get trapped.
No, she's good. She literally can go back and forth. Yeah,
did you have her like paperwork and everything?
It took us a while. It took us like 6 months to get it all together, but we got it all done and like
during that time frame, she was able to go back and forth.
Yeah, no problem.
What the hell?
Yeah, in Canada, they're super like chill about it.
Okay.
Yeah,
in the states, you're like stuck there.
Yeah, that's what I hear. If you're doing it from inside the states, I think from outside the states,
you gotta like pick one and just stay there.
Yeah. So
which makes like
that's,
I know,
so dumb.
Yeah, no, it's
no. America is a little bit more like
weird. I had a visa hiccup because of that. I had a visa hiccup because of that.
Really?
Like they're processing my visa, but then I traveled and I came back and they didn't tell me not to. Like, and then they had to like resubmit it because
Man. It's pretty bad. Like I've had people like miss wedding, like my wedding. I mean, due to like the travel thing. So it's
but
so
that weird. Was in this that was within the States, no?
No, but like literally they didn't even have papers yet, so
they couldn't get on a flight?
No.
To do a domestic
They could drive,
flight?
But they couldn't get a flight. Yeah. It was a whole thing.
I've never heard of that. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know that I would move at this point in my life.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
You feel like...
I don't want to live in Toronto, so...
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I always talk shit about Toronto. I would want to come back often if I did move away. Like, I would want to come back often. Me Very too. Often.
That's what I do. I don't mind the airport.
I don't mind it either sometimes.
It's chill. It's whatever. I've never had issues at this airport.
You just grow systems.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm not worried. I don't know. I just feel like the thought of moving away from, like... my family.
One of you guys did it, and I'm sure she's happy. So,
yeah, but hello, what about the podcast?
Oh, green screens.
Don't worry about me. Green don't worry about that. Work, don't worry man. About that. Okay, exactly.
Amir's like, don't let me stop you from finding
exactly,
your husband.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's crazy. Who knows? Maybe he's in Dallas.
Mm-hmm. It'll be a fair trade. Okay.
And we're gonna move to Dallas.
All three of us, man.
Let's go.
Never.
Why not?
You don't want
to
go.
Even she wouldn't move back to Dallas, okay? So
she's a Dallas because she's from Dallas. That's just she hates Dallas.
Yeah, crazy. But like
she's a Dallas hater.
It's hot.
It's cold here.
You have to drive everywhere. I feel like everybody's so separated. What?
We already do that anyways.
Yeah, but I don't know. Dallas would be nice for just for the family and the people there. Mm. But like the actual like living there on a day-to-day basis, I feel like would be soul crushing. You're living in suburbia.
Oh my God, this is soul crushing. I'm sharing roads with TTC drivers and people that don't know how to drive.
You know, but
my driving experience the last 3 days have been horrible. I've hated driving here.
Do you feel angrier when you're here?
Yes. People just do dumb things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like there's things that people do here that make my question like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Like
every day.
Bro, it's way worse here.
Yeah. People found the tricks of getting their licenses out here. Okay.
I know. So yeah, I guess I would move.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry, Sarah. I'm not gonna block you from your lessons. You're good.
We'll just have green screen forever.
Yeah, literally. We'll just move back to that.
Don't worry, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, let's end the questions here because
it's hot in here.
It's so hot. Like we're definitely in the hot.
Yeah, I'm getting texts be like, y'all going on for a while now today. And I'm sorry. All right. Okay.
Let's
call it.
Yeah.
That has been episode 200 of the Cousin Connection podcast, guys.
For joining us.
Yeah. Thank you, Waleed. For coming on.
This was a pleasure.
I'll see you guys at 300.
And then we'll do the hot one challenge.
I will 100% do that with you guys.
Let's do that 250 then.
250.
Hot ones, horror movie, husband.
I will watch. Actually, no, I'm not going to say nothing. No. I was gonna give you like a challenge or something of a certain amount of subscribers, but just in case they ever get
like think Patreon, scary games.
You know what?
Certain subscribers gotta play scary like a Slender Man in Slender, a pitch black
okay,
room.
Okay, okay, scary That's games, crazy. Scary games. Like I could, in some universe, see myself doing that.
Me too. At how many subscribers you guys have right now?
Nah, not doing that. 20,000 subscribers, sure.
What are you guys at right now?
Or like 8,000 something?
84.
85, something like that.
Yeah, 15K. 15K scary movie games.
Okay, you know what? 15K, sure. No, not scary movie. Scary games.
Scary games, 15K.
Yeah, scary games is like my gateway.
So much worse.
Nah, scary games are fine because you can control the player.
So much worse.
I watch sometimes scary game like players.
So much worse.
Have you tried it?
Oh my God, so much worse.
If you get scared, we're screwed. I'm scared.
It's not going to faze me. He thinks the movies are worse than the games.
I'd rather
really?
And we have to record his reaction.
But it just can't be like super gory. I don't know. Okay, we'll figure out the logistics later. Okay,
he's nervous.
They will vote what movie you're watching. You don't have a say.
But if you want to see like me in pain, just make sure to hit the subscribe button. Yeah, hit the like button. You know, follow us at Cousin Connection Pod on everything else.
Follow Waleed.
If you feel like it.
Is it maybe Waleed? Encourage him to like get back to YouTube. I'm really a fan. I just like I want to see you win.
We'll think about it.
Okay.
If like, we hit 10,000 subscribers, he's gonna put up a video. Come on. Like
no.
Okay. No. But your Instagram is Waleed_Khalifa.
No, just my name. I paid for it. Waleed Khalifa.
It's just Waleed Khalifa now.
Yeah.
Has it always been like that?
No, I bought it from a French guy.
But do you actually?
Yeah, I did.
There was a French guy that had your username.
Yep. And I Western Unioned him for some money.
Okay.
He gave me what I wanted.
Period.
Did he know how much you wanted it?
No, he definitely did not.
Good.
I would have gone way higher
than
what I paid.
Yeah, you can't let them know that you are desperate for it want it. Yeah.
He didn't know due diligence. That would have gone way higher.
Fair.
Okay, but yeah, make sure to follow Walid Khalifa. Just Walid Khalifa. No.
You're good.
Yay! I got it. Okay. And yeah, thank you again for watching. This has been episode 200, and we'll see y'all next week.
Bye.
You can say bye.
Bye.